You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
People wearing the finest clothes and living in the most expensive houses can be the real eyesores of our time, polluting the whole community.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Son, cleanse our lives with your forgiveness. By the power of your Spirit, help us to enjoy life and to keep it clean, removing whatever pollutes life and not throwing mud at others. Wash us clean, O God, by your grace, and give us the joy of your salvation through Christ Jesus our Lord, in whose saving name we pray. Amen. The February 1983 issue of Reader's Digest has an article titled, "The Menace of Indoor Pollution." On a brisk autumn day in 1979, James L. Repace, a policy analyst for the Environmental Protection Agency of the United States, used himself as a guinea pig. He carried a sophisticated air monitoring device with him throughout the day, at home and at work. It was at his side as he drove through rush hour traffic in smoggy Washington, D.C. Like him, it took in gusts of bus exhaust as he lugged it along the city streets. To Repace's surprise, the monitor revealed that he suffered the most severe air pollution while waiting for his dinner to cook at home in his kitchen. The article says, "As we insulate, weather strip, and seal our homes to conserve energy, we are also sealing in pollutants that are odorless, invisible, and sometimes highly dangerous." There's a lot of talk about pollution these days, and a great deal of attention is being given to it. Pollution has become a household word. Growth in population, as well as modern technology, have contributed to that pollution. Technological advances are great, but they're not an unmixed blessing. There are all kinds of pollution. One is noise pollution caused by roaring airplanes, loud music, and just plain ordinary noise. A friend informed me regarding a newspaper article about eye pollution. There are all kinds of eyesores all over the place, mostly because people are too lazy to clean things up. Dramatic cases of pollution have occurred on the railroads and on the highways. A tank truck carrying deadly chemicals turns over, springs a leak, and the whole area becomes polluted to the extent that people actually have to move out of their houses. In other cases, seafood is polluted because of tanker collisions and the consequent oil spills. People have been known to get hepatitis from eating contaminated seafood. If you are a fisherman, you will be more aware than others of what's been happening to the natural resources God has given to people on earth. Many other things become polluted, but streams and rivers have a way of bringing the fact to light much more dramatically. St. Peter was a fisherman. He was a professional commercial fisherman. He was talking to people who had come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior. He said, "You've been redeemed from the worthless way of life handed down by your ancestors. It was not by something that can be destroyed, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed. It was the costly sacrifice of Christ, who was like a lamb without defect or flaw. Through him, you believe in God, who raised him from death and gave him glory. And so your faith and hope are fixed on God. Now that by your obedience to the truth you have purified yourselves and have come to have a sincere love for your fellow believers, love one another earnestly with all your heart, for through the living and eternal Word of God you've been born again as the children of a parent who is immortal, not mortal. The Word by which you've been born again is the good news that was proclaimed to you." St. Paul said the same thing to the congregation at Philippi in Macedonia. "In conclusion, my brothers, fill your minds with those things that are good and that deserve praise, things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and honorable. Put into practice what you learned and received from me, both from my words and from my actions. And the God who gives us peace will be with you." The gospel of Jesus Christ deals with pollution. Real pollution, pollution of the human spirit and of everyday life in the bargain. There's spiritual hepatitis all over the place. It's impossible to cure except by the pure stream that goes down the main street of God's city. That metropolis is described in the 22nd chapter of Revelation. The most important feature of it is the water of life, sparkling like crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb and flowing down the middle of the city's streets. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in that city, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be written on their foreheads. There shall be no more night, and they will not need lamps or sunlight, because the Lord God will be their light, and they will rule as kings forever and ever. The pure water of life, sparkling like crystal, flows down the roads and the cities of the world today, unnoticed, disregarded, and even ridiculed. It accounts for the worst pollution of all, ignorance and distrust of God, disregard for God, contempt and rebellion for God. It's all over the place, like acid rain, destroying life wherever it falls. At their source, rivers usually are pure. As they journey toward the sea, they pick up all sorts of debris and pollutants from the streams that feed them. Not all polluted water looks polluted. Many of the more deadly pollutants are metals, insecticides, or acids, which very subtly change the purity of lakes and rivers, making them incapable of sustaining life. Frequently, the first indication of a poisoned stream will not be visible pollutants, but the disappearance of fish and other life that once thrived in that water. God's river is pure at its source. Unlike many other rivers, it becomes pure again on the main street of the city of God. It contains no pollutants as it issues forth from the throne of God. And God's spokesmen have always said to the people of God, "Keep it clean." Like many rivers, natural streams may look or even taste clean. The usual question is not how a body of water may look, taste, or smell, but whether or not it will sustain life. Like natural pollutants, spiritual pollutants need not be present in great amounts to make life impossible. People wearing the finest clothes and living in the most expensive houses can be the real eyesores of our time, polluting the whole community. They look good, but they smell. If you're one of them, you probably don't need me to tell you about it. If you think about it, you actually despise yourself. You know things aren't right. You wish they were different. What other way is there for you? If I didn't know of any other way, I would shut up and hide away as Elijah did in his cave, even after the great and dramatic victory over the priests of Baal. The whirlwind didn't impress him. The firestorm didn't impress him either. He refused to come out. Then came the still, small voice, the voice of God. So definite and sure, it doesn't need to be loud. And Elijah listened. The voice of God does not say, clean it up. He says, be cleansed. It's something he does. You can't do it, but he can. The water of life, sparkling crystal, is the good news of God and of the Lamb he sent to be drowned in his own blood. The good news is plainly and simply the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses from the pollution of human sin. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, does that, whether you believe it or not. It won't do you any good, however, unless you are washed clean and your robe is washed white in the blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, that takes away the sin of the world. Mere religion won't do. Religion is littered with the corpses of the prophets who walked in simple devotion to the Lord but drowned in the polluted streams of the world. Wherever faith in God and in Jesus Christ, whom he has sent, flourishes in the lives and hearts of people, rich or poor, educated or uneducated, men or women, boys or girls, their life flourishes again. The movements of God in human history have always begun where people repented of their sins and their specious religious works and turned to faith in the pure simplicity of the gospel of God, with confident faith in Jesus Christ that he is indeed the Savior of the world. In his letter to the Corinthians, Paul listed three possible poisons which could pollute the river of life. Impure gospel, he said, another Jesus, a different spirit, or a different gospel to lead people astray. To have another Jesus or a different Jesus is to look to someone other than Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the source of real life. Paul cautioned the early Christians that involvement in religious activities and super spiritual experiences was not holding fast to the head, namely Jesus Christ. Having such extensive programs and activities that there's no time or room left for devotion, praise, and worship of the Lord Jesus Christ is plain pollution. The source of authority in the world and in the church is Christ, the head of his body, the church. Whom are we trying to please anyway? Another person? Another group of people? Another denomination? Even our own? Church politics can be a poison. It works subtly. It doesn't take a lot of poison to do a lot of damage. The second pollution is a different spirit. Faith in Jesus Christ comes from the Holy Spirit of God himself. He is the Spirit of truth, as Jesus himself described the Holy Spirit, who would come as counselor, strengthener, and comforter. Where Jesus Christ is Lord, the Spirit of God is pleased to dwell. The telltale sign of a different spirit is that life becomes meaningless, dry, unbearable, even though it may be very religious. It has no relationship to Christ by the power of his Holy Spirit, producing a spiritual charge, a spiritual sparkle, new life, removing the pollution so that you can look at life through and through and see the bottom. Having a different gospel means having a different message of salvation, homing in on something or someone else other than Christ crucified and risen again. St. Peter the great fisherman once said, there's no salvation in anyone else, for there's no other name given among men, and by that name we must be saved. An easy but cheap gospel tells people that their problems will be solved if they just clean up their lives a little bit, go through a particular spiritual discipline, listen to a particular preacher, read a certain book, have a unique experience of some kind or other. Salvation depends upon no one other than Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. He purifies the stream of life with pure water sparkling like crystal. That's life, with pure faith and warm love that comes straight from the heart of God, the heart disclosed for all the world to see in His Son, Jesus Christ. The good news of Jesus Christ, touching and cleansing a heart like yours, cleanses out the pollutants of life and cleanses in the joy of life. May you always be joyful in your union with the Lord, said St. Paul. I say it again, rejoice, show a gentle attitude toward everyone. The Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything. In all your prayers, ask God for what you need, always asking Him with a thankful heart. And God's peace, which is far beyond human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds safe in union with Christ Jesus. In union with Christ Jesus, said St. Paul. Keep it clean. Fill your minds with those things that are good and that deserve praise, things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and honorable. Put into practice what you learned and received from me, both from my words and from my actions, and the God who gives us peace will be with you. That's from the lips of a man who once saw stones being thrown at the very people who have faith in Jesus Christ. And he learned, after meeting Christ, that you don't even throw mud in this world of ours because you're a follower of Jesus Christ. Lord God, cleanse me from the pollution of sin, from my neglect of you and my negligence toward others. Give me the joy of your salvation with repentance toward you and faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. Give me a thankful heart, that my mind may be filled with those things that are good and deserve praise, things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and honorable. Finally, give me peace and joy in union with your Son and my Savior, even Jesus Christ. Amen.
Have been listening to a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. If you have found this message helpful for your own life, may we suggest that you share this cassette with others? This cassette service is a special ministry of the Media Services Division of the International Lutheran Layman's League.